Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules. Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Happy Monday night to you. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's here holding it down with me and you. And more importantly, thank you to you for listening. There is no JR Sport Brief show if it was not for you. Now, we got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. Serena Williams, only a few minutes ago, is continuing on, won her first round matchup in the U.S. Open. You will hear from Serena Williams as her career continues. Speaking of continuing, for some reason, and we'll get into it, Jimmy Garoppolo, his career will continue with the San Francisco 49ers. I will tell you why. I will tell you how. We will get into it. Someone's career who is seemingly, it's just going on and on and on and on. It's Tom Brady. And over the weekend, we got an explanation from Tom Brady. All these rumors about these teams that he was to go to. All these rumors about his almost 2-week absence from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady has spoken. And then even over the weekend, we've had some crazy, crazy stories. We had a running back in the NFL get shot, an attempted robbery in D.C., we unfortunately had a college athlete be the victim of racism at BYU. Had an NBA player, although a small-time role player, he was arrested. It has been a busy bunch of days, and we're going to talk about it all. If you want to give me a holler here at CBS Sports Radio, you know how to do it. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm at JR Sport Brief. That's on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you follow me in those places, you'll already know what the hell we're going to talk about because I always tweet it out and put it on Facebook prior to the show. It's been a busy weekend. I mentioned some of the things that just took place, really. Dave Shepard, super producer and host. How was the show on Friday as I was gone? How was your weekend?
No, it was really good, Jared. Thank you for asking. You have amazing fans, and it carries over when I host, and I'm very grateful for that. Weekend is phenomenal, and let's be honest, Jared, we're all better tonight because we have a living legend who is continuing to play on and look pretty good at that. How was your weekend, sir?
My weekend was fine. I don't remember it.
Okay, here you go. Here I am. By the way, there's two living legends, you and Serena, so I didn't want to downplay you there in that explanation either.
Well, I'm just a guy sitting here doing a sports radio show, trying to do the damn best I can do. Serena is doing amazing things. She did amazing things tonight in front of 23,000 fans in Queens, New York, the U.S. Open Tennis Center, and she was absolutely killing it. She won tonight 6-3, 6-3. Daka Kovinic of Montenegro. We got the whole message a couple of weeks ago from Serena Williams, and she has refused to use the other R word being retirement. She has basically wanted to call this a transition, moving on to the next phase of her life. Serena Williams is currently 40 years old. In a few weeks in September, she will be 41 years old. She wants to focus in on business. She wants to focus in on family. She wants to have another child. Her little girl, Olympia, beautiful name, is getting ready to turn 5 years old. Why not move on? She's accomplished 23 Grand Slams, one away from tying Margaret Court. And tonight, in her win, people looked at this and said, wow, she's slowed down over the past few years. Injuries have caught up to Serena Williams over the past several years. Just tonight, heading into tonight's matchup, she has a record of 1-4. It was a foregone conclusion. A matter of fact, it was established that whether she won tonight or whether she lost, they were going to have a celebration. They were going to have a video tribute, and that they did. Pretty much narrated by who else but Oprah, okay? Everybody and their mother was in attendance tonight to see Serena Williams and her potential final send-off. Ultimately, she won. And we are talking about, and this is an interesting mix of names, Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets was in attendance. Bill Clinton was in attendance. Mike Tyson, Queen Latifah, Anna Wintour of Vogue magazine, Martina Navratilova. Navratilova was there. Way to butcher her name. She's also one of the greatest tennis players of all time. Matt Damon was in attendance. Spike Lee, Gail King did the on-court interview afterwards. Lindsey Vonn, Coco Gauff sat in attendance watching one of her idols and inspirations, Gladys Knight. Adele was in attendance. And also, don't ask me why, but Bill Clinton, he sat next to Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth, currently 94 years old, so probably a little exciting for both of them. And then after the match, Serena Williams, I told you, on the court, she took photos with her family. She also had an opportunity to be showered with praise from someone else who's one of the greatest of all time, and Billie Jean King. And then Gail King spoke to Serena. And Serena, in talking about heading into this entire tournament, likely the last of her career, she talked about all the preparation.
You know, I always just got to do the best that I can. You know, this is, I feel so comfortable on this court and in front of everyone here. And, you know, when I step out on the court, I just want to do my best on that I can do on that particular day. And that's really all I can do.
Well, that's what she did today. Kind of a little slow start, a couple of double faults, unforced errors. But ultimately, I told you, she won tonight 6-3, 6-3. By the time we got into the second set, she was in pretty much a groove. And as the game went on, she just went on and put it away. And speaking of putting it away, Gail King asked Serena about walking away from the game of tennis. And Serena said, yeah, it's going to be tough.
Very hard decision, because I think when you're passionate about something and you love something so much, it's always hard to, like, walk away. Sometimes I think it's harder to walk away than to not. And that's been the case for me. And so I've been trying to decide for a little while what to do.
And one of the things that we have heard was that her daughter, who's 5, would love a little sister. Her daughter, who is going to be 5, pretty much she hates when mommy has to go away to play tennis. She wants to be involved and invested in other businesses. And this is also something, a fact. We can look at some of the greatest tennis players of all time. We can look at some of the best and greatest women tennis players of all time. Martina Navratilova, Margaret Court, Billie Jean King, Steffi Graf. We can go on. But I venture to say there has not been a woman or a man who has had the impact on tennis that Serena Williams has had over the past 27 years. 27 years, and she'll have an opportunity to continue on this upcoming Wednesday against Annette Konovalov, and she is pretty much ranked number 2. here in the U.S. Open. And so the odds are going to be against Serena in every single match. Every match that she goes into will potentially be her last and final match. The young lady that she played against tonight, I've never heard of this woman in my life. Serena wasn't expected to go out there and beat her. Serena was expected to lose. Going against this woman ranked number two, she's not expected to beat her. Everyone was pleasantly surprised, I guess to a certain degree, and thrilled that Serena's advancing, myself included. I'd love to see her go out with the storybook ending. I'd love to see her go out on top. Are we going to get that? It's unlikely. But you can never count out greatness, and that's something that Serena Williams possesses. Otherwise, she wouldn't even be in this spot. She would not have won 6 U.S. Open victories. We would not have been exposed to her winning that first one in 1999. We would not have watched her dominate for 27 years. We would not have seen her pick up 23 Grand Slams. We would not have seen her go through all of the ups and downs. She wasn't great. Coming back from pregnancy to compete. Coming back after 40 to compete. Continuing to just beat people up in her 30s. We would not have seen that if she wasn't great. And yes, not everything is perfect. Not everything has been perfect. But ultimately, when you look at everything that she's done, she's inspirational. You can look at the next batch of female tennis players. You can look at the next batch of African-American players who happen to be women. You can look at Coco Gauff and Sloane Stephens. You can look at someone like Naomi Osaka, who was also inspired by Serena and her sister Venus. There's no impact that's parallel. And so one of her final statements when Serena walked off of the court tonight, she had some advice for everybody. Rather simple. Listen.
It's so important to give your all no matter what you do, no matter how many obstacles you face. Like, I've been down and out so many times in the public eye, and I've had to, like, come back. And, you know, you just never give up. And it sounds cliche, but that really means something. You have, no matter what you're going through out there.
Man, how many times do we hear that? Like, don't give up. And sure, yeah, if Serena hit the nail on the head, it's very cliche. We got a lot of people in life who just give up, who quit. And it's one of the two. It's like you're giving up or you're quitting or you don't want to put the work in. You got to have a combination of it. You got to be willing to put in the work, and you have to be smart enough to keep going. You have to understand that there are going to be setbacks. You have to understand that everything isn't going to go your way. You have to understand, and welcome to the world of sports cliches. Hey, Shep, I got a couple questions for you. Ready?
I'm ready.
Has there ever been an NBA player to play consistently to shoot 100% from the free throw line?
No.
Has there ever been, I don't know, has there ever been a batter, anybody who ever played, I don't know, 20 years, 10 years, has ever been a Major League Baseball player to bat 1,000 through the course of a season?
Yeah, there's never been a player who's batted 450 in the course of a season.
So we got basketball there. We got baseball.
Although Bob Cousy was 100% from the free throw line in Blue Chips, though.
I ain't ask you about that.
That's fair.
Has there ever been a football player, anybody throwing a football, to complete 100% of the passes?
Aside from Doug Williams in a quarter in the Super Bowl, no.
Yeah, no. No. The name of the game is ain't a damn thing perfect.
Yes, I got that.
The name of the game is that there's even in the world of sports, I can look at it. We'll talk about him later on in the show. There's some guy named Tom Brady. For all of his successes, I can look at plenty of failures. We don't talk about those for whatever reason. When it comes to someone like LeBron James, people don't look at his successes. People tend to look at a lot of his failures. But the fact of the matter is, whether your name is Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, Serena Williams, these are people that you look at the top. I can look at someone like Ted Williams. We can go on and on. I can look at Michael Jordan. Yeah, perfect in the finals, how many times did he have to lose and get beat up and be called selfish before he got there? That you will never win with someone like this guy. No one has a perfect career. No one. And it's no different than life. And so Serena Williams being able to continue on with her victory tonight, man, it's great. I was thrilled that she won tonight. Did not expect it, but I'm going to appreciate this for as long as it goes on. And at minimum right now, she has two more matches. She'll compete in a doubles with her sister, Venus. And then she'll also compete in her next singles on Wednesday. And will it have the same pomp and circumstance? Maybe not. But there will be as many people rooting for her to continue on, because when you watch Serena Williams play, you are really watching probably when someone who I feel strongly is the most influential tennis player of all time. Flat and simple. Impact on the court, impact off, and for someone who is still young, relatively speaking, at 40, getting ready to be 41 years old, her impact is still going to have a trickle down. Her impact is going to be felt on the tennis courts as we see the growth of someone like a Coco Gauff and a Naomi Osaka. Her impact will be felt off of the tennis court when we look at the businesses that she helped influence. Her impact is not only felt on and off the court, but in plenty of communities who can look at someone like Serena and say, well, damn it, if she did it, if her family did it for where she came from, then I can do it too. Whatever it is that you want. I want you to hear one more time the advice that Serena had for just anybody young. Take a listen.
It's so important to give your all no matter what you do, no matter how many obstacles you face. Like, I've been down and out so many times in the public eye, and I've had to, like, come back, and, you know, you just never give up. And it sounds cliche, but that really means something. You have, no matter what you're going through out there.
Yeah, don't give up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Serena, she did not give up. She wins her opening round match here at the U.S. Open. Career is not done. She'll be back in action on Wednesday. We're going to continue in action here on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to reach me if you want to holler. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into Tom Brady. We'll get into Jimmy G. We'll get into, oh, so much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I guess tonight will be a night of greatness. Serena Williams winning her first round matchup here at the U.S. Open. We'll get into Tom Brady. Tom Brady spoke over the weekend after about an entire month. He was gone for about 2 weeks, and he had an explanation as to why he was taking care of personal reasons. He also responded to some of the rumors that he wanted to go to the Dolphins, the Raiders, and the 49ers. So we'll get into that. And then there is another legend. Serena wasn't the only one in action tonight. There's a baseball player. He's continuing his assault on the record books. Been watching this guy play for two decades as well. I'll tell you who that is in a few minutes. But we open up the show talking about Serena. She'll be back in action on Wednesday. Won her first round matchup here at the U.S. Open. Absolutely amazing. We got the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Dave, what's up?
Hey, JR. Appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. Yeah, I think it's incredible to see what Serena Williams is doing at that age. I mean, considering all the running and all the cutting and all the physical, presence you have to have playing tennis, it's not like a sport where, you can just, walk or, you're going at it at a leisurely pace. I mean, tennis is really hard on your body. And I think the fact that she won and advanced to the next round, I mean, it's an incredible feat for her, I think. And I think the game of tennis, what her and her sister did, I think, obviously they are Americans. They played such an international schedule. And I think just the way they were viewed, they're going to be legends forever. And I think what Serena did, she played more of a powerful game versus like a game where she volleyed a lot with people. She really dominated and took it to her opponents. I think that showed how skilled she truly was.
No, absolutely. I mean, Billie Jean King, and part of her post-game comments and honoring Serena Williams, talked about her serve. Billie Jean King talked about watching and seeing Serena, meeting her for the first time at the age of 6 years old at a camp. And she saw Serena serve, and she told her at that time, don't change a thing. And at that point, tonight, she told her, hey, you have the best and greatest serve that we've seen. And we've seen a lot of that even tonight as she scored some aces. Jeff is calling up from Tacoma, Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, anyway, Serena has given us a lot of thrills over the years. I like to watch men's tennis a lot, but I didn't get interested in the women's tennis until the Williams sisters started playing. But she sure has given us a lot of excitement over the years. But now I think it's the young lady's turn. I think it really is. But I hope she goes as far as she can go. And can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The stage is yours.
Oh, okay. One other thing. The show Friday was a Tom Brady love fest. And the thing is, you usually talk about a topic and go on to the next hour, talk about something different. Your guy, Chef, talked about Tom Brady the whole 4 hours. And he had a side topic about who you think is going to come out of the NFC East. And anytime somebody said Philadelphia, New Orleans, he blasted them. He even went as far as back 3 years ago and blasted Jameis Winston talking about the 30-30.
Oh, man, yeah. Jeff.
That's
so what
for,
do you
for
so let me ask.
Hours.
Well, hold on, Jeff. Relax. You done?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you sure? That yeah sounded pretty pathetic.
Well,
are you sure? Are you sure you're done?
Well, it was
No. Are you sure you're done? Yes or no?
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so listen. Let me respond, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You are sharing this as our new producer. Why? Am I supposed to take a paddle to Shep?
No.
No, wait. Slow down, Jeff.
Okay.
You said so much. In your first response, you had to say hello to me. You remember that?
Yes.
Because I didn't interrupt you, remember?
That's correct.
And you're a guest on my show, and I let you just talk and talk and talk. So let me do my show, and I'll just talk. So listen, do you want me, A, to take a paddle to Shep? Do you want me to, B, tell Shep to go kick rocks? Or do you, C, want me to just never take a day off? Which one, A, B, or C? Or you can give me a D. Which one is it?
Okay, I'll give you a D. Either if you can't take a day off, have someone else do a show.
So let me ask you this, Jeff. Are you ready to get a response and a retort from super producer and host, one of the best that we have here in Dave Shepard? Are you ready for that, Jeff?
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, so allow yourself to listen. Listen first. Here is my amazing friend and partner and producer and host, Dave Shepard.
Well, Charles, I just want to say thank you for the constructive criticism. I can tell that you're coming from a good place, or I'd like to believe that to be the case. Now, the show was, first of all, I appreciate you listening for the whole 4 hours. So we love that here on CBS Sports Radio. So I did something right for you to have tuned in for 4 hours, first and foremost. Secondly, it was not a four-hour love fest, nor was it a four-hour content fest for Tom Brady and the likes of him. Now, Tom Brady was the biggest story we had in the NFL last week, and we knew he was going to play a Saturday preseason game, the first time we have seen him in 2022, against the Colts. He was absolutely must-content talk in terms of Friday's show. Now, we spent about an hour and a half on it. Now, to your point, callers would not stop calling about the expectations for Tom Brady and how wide open the NFC is at this particular time with all the talent we have right now in the AFC. Now, we also talked about Udonis Haslam. We even mentioned Serena Williams. We talked about, for the majority of the show, more than just Tom Brady. So my question for you would be, did you truly listen for the whole 4 hours, or did you just call because you had an axe to grind with me personally? And if that's the case, I have no problem because I got a reaction out of you. So I appreciate the validation in that respect.
Okay, can I talk now?
Yes, you may.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You can respond directly to Shep, and that's it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I listened to the show for 4 hours. I turned the radio off two or three times for the first hour, and then I just kept it on after that. I kept it on till the end, and you had a couple of side subjects, but you always brought it back around to Tom Brady, how great he, we know how great he was, but you just wouldn't let it go.
Well, Jeff, I gotta tell you, are you ready?
Okay.
I'm back now. Prepare yourself, because we're going to spend more time talking about Tom Brady. And I can also, and Jeff, this is, since you wanted to kind of just, you addressed this to me, I have done nothing my entire life but evaluate content and produce. And so I would not have Shep here, we wouldn't have him here, if he was not absolutely freaking amazing, Jeff. And that goes up the chain. Just letting you know, okay? I appreciate you, though.
Okay, I listened to him and I like.
Oh, I didn't ask you. No, I'm not asking you anything else. I'm just letting you know in finality. Okay.
Okay, appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, who, like you and I, Shep, has a year's worth of production experience.
Yeah, I think he just said he liked me, so I don't know what Jeff's on tonight. He's got to make up his mind either way.
Well, he's in Tacoma, Washington. Come on.
I mean, we talked about Kevin Durant coming back to the Nets. We talked about UD, JR. We talked about Albert Pujols and 693 home runs. I heard, you alerted me. He did something special tonight as well, if I'm not mistaken.
We're gonna get into Albert Pujols in a few minutes, because Albert Pujols continues to be absolutely amazing. Charles is calling up from Vallejo. He's out in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Charles?
Well, you were talking about Serena, and to my way of thinking, the only sports figure I can actually compare her to for impact on their particular sport,
some guy named Jordan, Tiger Woods.
Actually, I was thinking a guy named Tiger.
Yep.
Tiger Woods.
I would agree. And I think it goes twofold. I think when you go towards the impact of the sport, I would actually say Tiger Woods and Jordan. I think that's where she stands. Obviously, tennis is a much different sport, more akin to golf than it is to basketball. But you talk about impact and influence on athletes. You talk about business. You talk about the globalization of the sport, the popularity of the sport. I agree with you, Charles. Can't argue with it.
And I got to agree with you about Jordan, too. I hadn't really looked at that because team sport. But, yeah, thank you for your show. I enjoy listening to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Charles. Thank you for calling from Vallejo. Now, look, you can go ahead and argue about Serena and where she matches up with the kings and the courts, Navratilovas, the grass. You can go on and on about that. None of them, zip, zero, zilch, have had the impact on the game that Serena has. That's it. You can't. It's the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Albert Pujols is abusing the record books. We're going to talk about him on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great show. I listen to you every night. One of the best broadcasters around. really are in tune of what's happening in professional sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Serena Williams extending her career. I'll get back to the phone lines momentarily. I did share with you prior to the break that we'll get into Tom Brady and his return. We'll talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Wow, he will be returning to the 49ers. And right before we went to break, I told you about Albert Pujols as he continues his own personal assault on the record books. Right now, currently, the St. Louis Cardinals are taking on the Cincinnati Reds. St. Louis is beating them up. They're not just beating them up. They're beating the hell out of them. The score is 12-4 in the bottom of the sixth. They're in Cincinnati. They happen to be in a rain delay right now. And so this will be an extended ass-whooping once they get the game going. One of those games where you stick around if you want to just to see a few more runs put on the board, or you take your ass home. Now, this is where Albert Pujols comes into play. He has been annihilating everybody here in the second half of the season. Now, is Albert Pujols playing every day? No. Is Albert Pujols at his advanced age of 42 years old? Is he out there just, you know, doing it all? No. But when he is playing, abusive. His second half abusive. Tonight, he hit his 694th career home run. 694. He has two more home runs to go ahead and tie Alex Rodriguez. Now, heading into tonight, in the second half since the All-Star break, Albert Pujols, in 73 plate appearances, has batted 403. Yes, he's batted 400. 8 home runs, 18 RBIs. His home run tonight came in the third inning, a 2-run home run that gave St. Louis an 8-0 lead. And if you don't believe me, take a listen, courtesy of the Cardinals Radio Network.
And the next pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to right field. Backing up to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Home run, Albert Pujols! Number 694. And he took it the other way.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing to see. It's a beautiful thing when you see, A, one of the greatest baseball players ever, and also someone who's noted as being an amazing human being, when you see him have this type of success at the end of his career. And so with his 694th home run tonight, Albert Pujols, he's two away from tying Alex Rodriguez fourth all-time with 696. And at the pace that Albert is going right now, unless he just completely goes cold over the next month, come on, he should tie A-Rod. I'm hoping that he gets to 700. It'd be nice if he could play forever and ultimately pass Barry Bonds. That ain't happening. But the fact is, Pujols is amazing, and what a bang to go out at the end of his career. If you think about how he started off the season, not too hot. First half, 215, 6 home runs, 20 RBIs. Just in the second half alone, he's batting 400, 8 home runs, 9 home runs after tonight with 20 RBIs. Man, what a way to go out. 855-212-4CBS. Chances here from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, John, how are you doing tonight?
I'm very well, Chance.
You're my favorite guy to listen to all night, man. I love you so much. I appreciate you doing this as your job.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just can't believe that Pujols is trying to do this. I mean, he's Pujols. He's a machine. I really hope he beats A-Rod. I feel like everybody does, too. It's not just because of the player he is, but of Pujols as he can do. Thank you, JR, for taking my call.
Absolutely, Chance. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, personally, I said this last week, and I want to be clear here. You know, someone messaged me last week when we talked about Judge and his chance and opportunity to hit 61 or maybe even 62 home runs. And I talked about Albert Pujols and him being able to move past Alex Rodriguez. And someone made the argument of saying, validating Bonds' home runs. And it's just like, yeah, Barry Bonds hit 762 home runs. And we know that he got a little bit of help in hitting those home runs. And to take the approach of we don't know what Aaron Judge is doing, well, no blank, okay? Of course, we don't know. But unless you actually have evidence, I will assume that this man is doing it because he is 6'7" and a couple of cheeseburgers away from 300 pounds, okay? And so to look at Aaron Judge and say, well, we don't know what he's doing. Oh, of course we don't. I don't know what he had for breakfast. I don't know what he had for lunch. I know that he's been playing baseball for, I don't know, what, 5 years in the bigs now? Probably 10 years of his life, plus now that he's been a pro ball player for, what would you say, 10 years of his life? 5 years with the New York Yankees? We haven't gotten that evidence yet. And so until we get it, I will assume and go on that he's clean. That's the first thing. And second of all, I don't give a damn if Barry Bonds played in San Francisco, Aaron Judge played in New York, if he played in Timbuktu. It don't matter where they played. It doesn't matter if it was New York. It's not an East Coast, West Coast bias. It don't matter. My ass is in Atlanta, Georgia. And it didn't matter if I was from Atlanta, New York, Topeka, Dallas, San Francisco, or Vancouver. Barry Bonds was a jerk. Barry Bonds cheated. And yes, the balls went over the fence. And no, I don't lose sleep at night because of it. But I look at someone like Aaron Judge, and he is oh so easy to root for. If he comes out tomorrow, next year, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, and we find out he was taking, rubbing on the clear and the cream in the clear, and yeah, I'm going to call his ass out too. But until further notice, I'm going to root for the guys who actually have proven to be clean. I'm also going to root for the guys who actually come out to be solid human beings and individuals and not jerks. And ain't a damn thing wrong with that. Having said that, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Marty is here from D.C. What's up, Marty? Oh, Marty. Marty is not in D.C. You got sucked into the fifth dimension. Neil is calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, hi. I'm don't really have a comment about Pujols. I just wanted to comment on the guy that called and was whining about Friday.
You're here on the board saying that you wanted to talk about Pujols, correct? No, I guess not. Scott is calling from Kansas City. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, man. How you been? This is going to sound really weird because I'm a lifelong Cardinals fan, and I grew my high school years through my college years were Albert in his prime in St. Louis. And I'm not going to speak for Cardinals Nation on this, but I'm going to speak for Scott on this. I have like 1% care if he gets to 700. I would love to see it. Absolutely. I'm going to praise him, love him. If that, I'm just so glad as a Cardinals fan to see him back in St. Louis doing these things.
Yeah.
Because he was – him and Melina Wainwright, that whole going out with a bang thing, it's been an amazing season for everybody in Cardinal Nation. But, like, I think most of us are just so beyond thrilled to watch him doing stuff that we saw him do 10 years ago that we missed the last 10 years of. I'm convinced if he'd have stayed in St. Louis, he'd be pushing Barry. We'd be talking about him pushing Barry Bonds. But that's a conversation for another day.
Well, but he would still – we have no idea. He is in an odd way, and thank you, Scott, for calling from Kansas City. In an odd way, his career in switching teams reminds me of Ken Griffey Jr. I don't want to think about Ken Griffey as nothing but a Mariner. Thinking about Ken, you know, going back and playing in Cincinnati, even thinking about Ken Griffey Jr. in a White Sox uniform all these years later, it still gives me a little bit of the shivers. Like what are we doing here? Why are we wearing that? And so Albert Pujols going to the American League, primarily to potentially save his body on the back end of his career, getting out of the National League, where obviously he would have to play the field, and taking that 10 years and $250 million from Artie Moreno, it was just like, what is Albert Pujols? He doesn't even look right wearing that uniform. And you want to know what I remember from Albert Pujols in the Angels? Ultimately, it's a decline. It's watching Albert Pujols go into his 30s. And yeah, he put up some solid seasons, but they were no way in hell. And maybe it was impossible to keep up with what he did starting off in St. Louis. It's like Albert Pujols will give you 35 to 40 home runs. He'll drive in 100 to 120 runs. He's going to bat above 300, way above it. His on-base percentage is going to be above 40. One of our callers called him a machine. Yes, that is why this man got the nickname. He was a machine. Albert Pujols made zero sense in his 20s. It's like they created this guy in a lab. It's wild as hell. Dusty calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, JR?
What's up?
Hey, brother. About the whole Pujols thing, I'm really pulling for him. He will be the third with 700 home runs. I don't count Barry Bonds. He'll be the third guy.
Okay. Well, I
remember
mean...
Remember a while back about the beer straw with the hot dog?
Uh-oh.
Remember I called you about that?
No, I don't. We unfortunately had to talk about that, but we had a bunch of callers with comments on the beer and hot dog.
I was going to try that. I'm the one that brought up the peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
Okay. Well, yes, I remember that, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did the beer thing. I don't recommend it.
Oh, well thank you.
I don't recommend that at all.
I'm sorry.
The peanut butter and bacon, I still recommend.
Oh, well, okay. Well, do me a favor, Dusty. If you ever open up a restaurant, don't invite me, all right?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, try the peanut butter and bacon. You won't regret it.
I'll decline. No, thank you. That doesn't sound good, A, for my arteries, or B, other parts of my body. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You want to talk to me? Easy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will not be talking about beer, hot dogs, peanut butter, or bacon. But we will continue to talk about the greatness of Serena. We'll talk about the greatness of Albert Pujols. We will talk about a returning Tom Brady. We will get into Jimmy Garoppolo staying with the 49ers. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply.